Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Villar from the clouds reads the ticket text.
Coming in off the top rope.
Jim's first post on the app. Hey, guys, my wife and I are looking to take a swingers cruise. Any recommendations?
What's the signal? Or it's supposed
the pineapple,
to...
The pineapple, upside down.
Upside down pineapple, yeah. Hey, anybody know where to get an upside pineapple, upside down pineapple sign?
There you go.
Now, obviously, that was joking from the texter. Our old neighborhood, we were on the Facebook thing. Yeah. There were allegedly swingers in the neighborhood. And it made the rounds on the Facebook page.
Wow.
Why don't you, Doug, stand behind you and listen to half the conversation?
Doug's a swinger.
Stop it.
Taking strays.
He's not on for an hour, but if he wants to defend himself.
I just came walking in here to grab one of the cleaning wipes, and I hear this.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what I just walked into. Am I a swinger? I'll let you think about it.
Yes.
Learning about our coworkers today.
Tell you that yes. At 10:18.
Yes. Yes. The Doug Carstein.
The Carstein tease.
Oh.
Next door is a toxic, angry, political bitch fest, reads a ticket text. It shows what people really think about each other. Posters, beware, Jason in Ferndale.
Here's another thing. I talked about the fact that I like to walk around the neighborhood and converse with people. Every time somebody drives by, I make it a point to wave. It just seems like the nice thing to do. When I'm driving by somebody, I do the same thing. If I'm in the truck, I wave to them. They're much less likely to bitch to you in person than they are on the app.
For sure.
So if you got something to say, if you don't like where the boat's parked or what I'm doing with my truck, you're welcome to tell me face to face.
Heather loves the HOA because it's the same people she travels to Vail with every winter to ski. Pretty sure that's how you say it. Vail.
Vail, yes, yes.
Vail, very snooty.
Yes, crested beard.
Chris in Canton, we've lost Heather a second time. Good morning, Chris. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. First of all, Heather, you are far too classy to be mixing your brain with these two guys.
Thank you.
We try and bring her down to our level every day.
I lived in a house for 30 years in a subdivision in Canton that had all kinds of HOA rules. And the beautiful thing about social media when it came out was I would just troll. I would tell them, I'm thinking about raising chickens in my backyard. And I'd get a visit from the president. It was beautiful. I turned my garage into a man cave with carpeting and TV and refrigerator. And everybody thought it was really cool. And the president came to visit me and ended up having a beer in the garage with me. In my unconventional garage. But here's where it gets funny. We downsized 2 years ago to a condo, and my son and son-in-laws put the over-under at 3 of how many violations I would have in my first year in the condo. They should have taken the over because I barbecue in the driveway. That's a no-no. I put up lights on my patio. That's a no-no. And I started moving couches into the garage to recreate my man cave. And but I found the solution. I got elected to the board of directors.
There you go.
There you go.
And now when I go to the meetings, I'm swaying slowly but surely all the old people that live around me that, this is cool. Come on over. Watch the Lions game in my garage with me. And I'm getting a very little pushback, and I even got my violations waived.
So, Chris, let me ask you this. You said that moving the couch into your garage into
two couches.
Oh, okay. Put in there whatever you want. They had an issue what was going on inside your house?
Yeah, they said that my garage, this is in the house I was in, that my garage was not being used in the conventional manner. And I went to a board meeting and I said, look, I'm of Middle Eastern heritage. This is what we do in our garages. And that shut them all up because the last thing they wanted was anything ethnic attached to them. So I'm a bit of a Richard when it comes to that stuff, but I troll them, have fun with them. And we got so many Karens and Kyles living in these places that's all they do. But I'll tell you what, if you, John, I like your idea. If they walk by, engage with them. Hey, come on in my garage. And before you know it, the husband is like, I want to do this in my garage. And the wife is like, no, we're not doing it. I says, you know, you're not ready for this. This took 25 years for me to do this where my wife agreed. But a funny side note to that, as much as my wife hated my man cave garage, I come home some evenings, she's laying on the couch in the garage watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Funny how that works, Chris.
Yeah. Now there's an HOA violation.
All right, good talking to you guys. Enjoy your day.
Hey, great phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Why would a garage cave bother somebody? Look, if you're being loud and you're doing stuff late at night, that's a different complaint. The actual existence of the garage cave, why do the Karens and Kyles have a problem? I think the biggest one, I'll go to you, Heather, on this, is what is the problem if somebody has their boat backed up in their driveway up by the garage and it's kind of just, it's sitting there on a trailer? Who cares?
Right.
Why does that bother you?
How is that different than my truck being parked there?
Why are you coming to me for that?
Well, I'm just asking because there
are
things.
You're in an HOA.
Look, the other day I brought up to you about, you know, I personally wouldn't have a problem if somebody had a couple cars in their yard and was working on them. I live down in a rural area. It doesn't bother me. I've got so much bigger things to worry about in life than what people do. Now, I'm sure I have a line too, you know, but if people setting stuff on fire every day or something might be.
A boat in a driveway wouldn't bother me. In fact, my neighbor has done that for the past several summers and has mentioned it to us like, hey, I hope this isn't bothering you. It doesn't bother me at all. However,
have a conversation. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
The adults.
If it was a car on blocks that didn't run and it was sitting there for a while, that would start to bother me.
And the weeds start growing up around.
That's an eyesore.
That would bother me.
Okay, yeah, and I kind of get that line. I just don't get the RV and boat thing. If it's kind of tucked away on somebody's property, they're saving money on storage. I mean, are you serious? What is wrong? I'd love somebody to call in and just try to explain why they have a problem with that.
I think some people have a problem because, like, it is technically a violation in our HOA rules. You're not supposed to have a boat in your driveway.
Rules.
So I think that's why it bothers people, is that you're not supposed to be doing this, but you are. I'm going to go talk to the president.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me at all.
It can go even as far as if you're going to paint your house. Like, you've got to get cleared by the HOA.
Yeah, we don't have things.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm guessing I probably couldn't paint it pink.
Right, yeah, but who's going to paint their house hot pink? Like, I mean, okay, I'm not going to put it past.
I don't know.
It could happen, but.
Why does this person have maize and blue stripes all over their house?
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm not going to make a rule or enforce one for the vast minority of the chance that it would happen.
Jeff, you got some thoughts this morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I moved into a subdivision 3 years ago, and the first thing I wanted to do, I wanted to put up a flagpole in front of the house. Mm-hmm. So I looked into flagpoles. I got this telescopic one. I can take it down during storms. So the association I belong to does not have a stipulation that you can't have one. The city I live in said I can put one up. There was no restrictions. But just out of just courtesy, I sent a note to the HOA saying I planned on doing this. You would have thought the world came to an end.
Oh, yeah.
They came out to pictures of the house. They had a meeting. They then said that because I am one of only three houses in the sub that are ranches, I couldn't have my flagpole be above the roof of the house. So you know how big a ranch is.
Right.
Not very big. So, but my, I ended up saying, well, it's, you guys don't have a decision anyways. The city says I can put one up. I'm just giving you a courtesy. They thought, like I said, they were up in arms. They wanted to have a meeting again. And I just said, well, screw you guys. I'm putting it up. And it turns out the one I put up doesn't even go above the roof. But if I lived in a colonial, I would be allowed to put one because unless it was 60 feet tall, it wouldn't be above the roof of the house. And but I ended up driving through the sub. I'm the only person in the entire sub that has a flagpole in front of the house. And it's not in the middle of the lawn. It's next to the house. It's in a corner. You can barely see it. And but that's the kind of stuff you have when you move into a sub that has a lot of older people in the sub. Just like that last person said, you got to convert these people. So 2 years go by, I drive through the sub, there's two more flagpoles in the neighborhood. You know, but that's the stuff you have to deal with. They're worried about what kind of landscaping stuff you have. You want to put rocks, you have to have a black diamond edging. It's little stuff.
Yep.
You can't have a shed in your yard.
Yeah.
You can't, they're nitpicking over everything. You know, they don't want a shed in the yard, but they'll let you park the where do you want me to put my riding mower?
Well,
I'm not allowed to have a shed in the yard.
And I think part of the frustration, you said, well, you got to work the board. Like, that's a second job then. You're taking on a second job to run for a position or, you know, sway votes. Like, what are we doing here?
Yes.
Also, you don't have to have black diamond rocks in your, you know, landscaping. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Everybody wants a say on what you're doing.
Sounds like it for other people. I don't have that issue. Well, just saying, we've had a great experience with our HOA.
Texture says, I'm a realtor. HOA is the number one complaint for past clients.
Oh, yeah. I would be, there'd have to be a whole lot of positives, location and other benefits of the house to move into a house that is a part of an HOA.
We'll get some more phone calls. A quick note on what we want to see tonight with the Lions jerseys. Uniform unveiling at 7 p.m. It's 97.1.
Hey, Natural Lawn and Tree Service. You want to take care of that lawn in front of your house? You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. And that number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. And I've been dealing with these guys for just about 4 years now. And my lawn looks great every single year. I'm proud of it. And I don't have to do much other than mow it because they take care of everything. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Each lawn is assigned its own specialist, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. And then to apply that solution, they're going to send out certified applicators and arborists. So there's professionals coming out to deal with your yard. They'll take care of it. And if you see crabgrass, it's too late to fix it. So do it now. Give them a call, 888-GET-GREEN. If you call them right now, purchase a full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. That number, 888-GET-GREEN, Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John got an invite to one of those neighborhood apps, and he said...
Yes.
And we've been talking about it. We'll get to the calls. Real quick, uniforms tonight for the Lions. We'll talk about it tomorrow when we actually see what they look like. But any do's, don'ts, things you want to see or don't want to see?
I don't want to see any new colors other than black. I think that's fine. It goes with the color scheme. I have no issue with that. I'm interested to see, like, is there going to be a new stripe somewhere? how is this going to be? Because they used the Mustang as the inspiration for the helmet, and we saw that. That was cool. Now I want to see if they're talking about the Bronco. How are they going to connect those two?
This is a chance to brand this era visually,
yeah.
Right? Everybody thinks about the Barry uniforms or the Millen era where they did use the black. When you say you're going to kind of take some of the history and wrap it into this, you're inherently going to be pulling from an era of losing. That's just the history. Mm-hmm. But what I like about Campbell and Holmes, among other things, is they don't give a damn. Their thought is, like, whatever the past was, we have enough confidence and security in what we're doing that if they want to bring back something from the 80s, the 90s,
yeah.
the 2000s, if it means incorporating some more of the black into the uniforms. Dan Campbell wears a lot of black. I could see them mixing it in.
Yeah.
I think it's a chance, though, to kind of put their own,
stamp.
Visual stamp yeah. on it. Yeah.
In a decade or in two decades, we'll refer to this as the Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes era.
And there have been some leaks, right? The Bronco thing you referenced. Yeah. One of the videos showed more block lettering, more blocky, like yeah. Goff's nameplate on the jersey. We'll know tonight, 7 o'clock.
I think it's going to be cool. It'll be fun.
Before the hour ends, some quotes from Brad Holmes speaking today about possibilities and scenarios with the draft. Dave Burkett's got a mock. We're going to get to that before the hour ends. AJ Hinch, 9:35, Tiger manager, will join the show. Let's get back to the phones. Craig in Royal Oak. Good morning, Craig. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everybody. It's funny, on the Nextdoor app, I catch a lot of humor in some of these people's posts and replies. But this one this morning was, watch out driving down Pierce Road in Birmingham. There's a lot of toads crossing the road. And so one of the replies from one of the people was this: you better watch it. You may slide and hit a toad and hit a post. You may need a tow truck.
That's a Costa joke. Yeah.
No. Appreciate the phone call.
A tow truck. Thank you, J-Mo. Thank you, J-Mo.
Like, what's the point of that post? No one's, by the time anybody sees it.
Yeah, they're already at work. Oh, let's see what's going on in the neighborhood. Oh, maybe I hit a couple of toads.
We missed the toad crossing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Frog legs. Frog legs for dinner.
Steve in Southfield, you're on 97.1.
Steve, good morning.
Steve! Oh, don't do this to me, Steve. Hey, what's up? Oh, come on. You heard us, Steve. Come on.
Steve, it must be on his
app. We know you're there. We know you're there. No. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Holmes quotes, Burkett mock, AJ Hinch. First, Heather with the news.
Well, for years, the water tower at the Detroit Zoo has been, you know, a landmark for drivers that go down on I-696. But since the iconic purple and black mural of animals disappeared from the towers last fall, a new mural still remains quite secret. Mm. I don't know if you've noticed. So until last week, it's basically just remained a black and white slate. Like,
yeah, it's blank.
Nothing's there. Well, now Detroiters have noticed that there is a blue stripe along the bottom and things are underway. So apparently the new paint project is going to take a few weeks to complete. And then from there, once the painting is complete, a new vinyl wrap is going to be installed. But still, the design of that vinyl wrap remains a mystery. Nobody knows what it's going to be. The exact timetable for when it's going to be finished is still up in the air, but things are starting to move. Now, the zoo originally planned last summer to change the water tower mural for the zoo's 95th anniversary, but obviously things have been kind of pushed back. So
maybe it'll be inspired by an actual Bronco or Mustang.
Maybe.
We'll see, right?
It's a bad joke. I know what he's doing. Continue.
I know what he's doing, too. Bill Belichick has his first job since leaving New England. So he's going to be a co-host on the Pat McAfee Show Draft Spectacular, which is going to air, obviously, during the draft next week on ESPN Plus. So he made an appearance on the McAfee Show on Wednesday, where he announced that he was going to be joining the draft special. And he also admitted to something kind of alarming, that he has never had a cup of coffee in his life.
Huh.
Not that surprising to me. How old is he? About
70?
Yeah, 70-ish.
Maybe a little bit more surprising when you look at somebody that age. You would think that you've probably had at least a cup of coffee. But I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, and I don't
you've
ever...
You've tasted it, though, haven't you?
But I've tasted it.
Yeah.
To know that I don't like coffee.
Yeah.
That I don't want to have a full cup of coffee. I've had like a little sip of it.
Any other coffee flavored items like coffee flavored ice cream? It's good.
I hate coffee. Yes, not coffee flavored ice cream, coffee flavored jelly bellies. Like it makes me just.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting, but bleh. I like the coffee.
Bleh. I don't like it.
The taste every now and then. They say it's an acquired taste, but I'm not a coffee drinker. I was a little caught off guard because I think stereotypically long hours, coach needs a pick me up, cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Does your wife drink coffee?
Neither of us do.
So you don't have a coffee maker in your home?
We do not own one.
We don't either. And that has been an issue once. Like somebody wanted a cup of coffee and I'm like, there's a Tim Hortons down the street. Yeah. Like,
that's where you
gotta
get a French press. French press, because it doesn't take up any, you put it in
just
the cabinet.
Put it in the cupboard. Yeah.
I wonder if he's gonna wear the hoodie.
Oh yeah, of course he's gonna wear the hoodie. Cut off sleeves and
you
everything.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
So a man was charged in federal court in Illinois for transporting millions of dollars worth of Masters merchandise and memorabilia that was stolen from Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. So the man is accused of transporting the items across state lines to Tampa, knowing that all of them had been stolen. And according to the government, the items were taken from the famous golf club and other locations beginning back in 2009, all through 2022. And if this guy is convicted, he would have to obviously forfeit all of the property, any cash that he might have attained from all the proceeds of selling these stolen items.
Well, that merch is really valuable, right? Because as I learned last week, they don't sell it anywhere but the clubhouse. And that's why people try to get their hands on as much of it as they can to resell it. This guy says, forget buying it. I'll steal it.
Yeah. Steal it.
And resell it.
Yeah. Make the profit for himself. An interview with Caitlin Clark has gone viral, and fans are calling the interviewer, who is Greg Doyle, a creep. They're calling him creepy, and they're saying that thing was cringeworthy. And when you hear it, it is cringeworthy. So the interview started as it typically would, you know, seemed pretty normal. He politely introduced himself, and then he gave a brief pause, and that's when he did the heart gesture that she does at the end of the games. And take a listen to what happened next.
Awkward.
And she looked uncomfortable.
I would imagine so.
In that moment. Obviously, he went on to ask her the questions. She answered, and the rest of the interview went just great. But it was a very just unnecessary moment that I wonder if he felt awkward after he said that or did the gesture too.
I'm not going to defend him. I think he thought he was trying to be funny and clearly wasn't.
Oh, he was. He thought, like, this is going to be great. I'm
going
to connect with her.
Some little witty back and forth. Dude, you sound like a creep.
Didn't go that way. You guys, Starbucks is hoping to recreate a tranquil coffee shop experience.
Oh, I know.
So they're actually adding some noise reduction technology into their ceilings in all the new locations in the U.S., and then they're going to renovate about 1,000 locations, too. And they say that this technology will improve order accuracy, so the baristas can actually hear you, and then it's going to improve the overall customer experience. They also say they're going to add adjustable lighting, so they'll have some dimmers, some power screens on the windows, so that you know avoid glare and the heat. So it can be more of that, you know, tranquil coffee shop.
I think these are all good upgrades.
You can go and chat with your friends, do some work without hearing all the
hustle and bustle,
chit chat in the background.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an AI girlfriend, now you can apparently get one. And it sounds like it could cost you a pretty penny, though. So there's a guy in Miami who has admitted that he spends $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends, right?
So weird.
He's 24 years old. He's clearly single. And he says he loves this. When somebody asked him, like, why? He said, well, some people like to play video games and
he likes
AI girlfriends. And basically, he likes it because you can customize your experience.
Yeah.
And they chat with you. So it's not just like you're not just getting like a photo of an AI generated woman. Not only are you getting that, but they can talk with you, right? And like chat with you.
But you're talking to a computer. I mean,
I know.
Yeah.
It's like online dating
with
in
no
a fake
payoff.
World.
Yeah. But there's no payoff. You're not on a date when actually connecting with another person.
Well, I guess it depends on the payoff.
Well, I don't need to go there.
Yeah. Both of those stories.
Yeah.
Creepy guys.
Creepy, yeah.
Yep.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, we'll talk to AJ Hinch. Before the hour ends, Dave Burkett's latest mock and quotes from Brad Holmes himself at the podium today. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.